It's time for today's daily devotional. Question for you. Do you have a scripture that you lean on or consider your anchor? I will tell you that mine is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding, and always acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. And I'll be honest, I think of that scripture a lot, especially recently and especially this week, because we are trying to get Dad's house ready to be listed and sold because he has a lot of health problems. And then we found out earlier this week that it's possible that he did have a heart attack last week when he was in the hospital. So I think in the back of my mind, when all these things start happening, when life gets turbulent like it will, everybody kind of needs an anchor that holds, and that anchor is the Word of God. So today we're going to talk about diving into Christ, and once again, building a faith that holds in any storm. Whenever you dive into Christ, that means digging into His Word, not just when things are falling apart, but every day, because the Bible is not just a book of stories or rules. It's a living, breathing, powerful guide to how for how you should live your life and love and endure, and it's how we learn who God is, how He sees us, and how we're called to live. But let's just be honest, because sometimes reading the Bible can just be overwhelming, especially when you first start doing it, right? I mean, where do you start? What does it mean? And there's a simple way to begin this process. You should always pray first. You should ask God to open your eyes and heart to what He wants to show you. And then start small. You don't have to start by reading the whole Bible in a day. Choose one chapter or even just a few verses a day, and then keep a journal of what stands out, maybe what confuses you or what's encouraging you. You can write that down and then live it out. And you can live it out by asking yourself, how can I apply this today? Now, being anchored in the Word doesn't mean that you'll have all the answers. No, it doesn't. It means you'll know where to go when the questions arise. It doesn't mean storms won't hit. It means you won't be swept away when they do. The more you immerse yourself into Scripture, the more confident, rooted, and resilient your faith becomes, and you'll start recognizing God's voice. You'll also feel conviction and comfort and direction. And when people around you are panicking, you will be able to stand firm, not because of your strength, but because you are anchored in His truth. So today, ask yourself the question, am I spending enough time in God's Word regularly or only when I'm in trouble? And how can I take this week to make the Bible a daily part of my life? My dad actually gets up with his coffee and reads his Bible first thing. He got interrupted the other day while I was there, and then he said, I have to go finish reading my Bible for today. So as we come to you in prayer, Lord, we want you to know that we want to know you more. Teach us to love your Word and help us make time for it, even when life is so busy. Just anchor us in your truth so that we can stand firm through every storm, and let your Word just transform our hearts and renew our minds each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.